Copenhagen plans to be the world's first carbon neutral city. And the lady tasked with helping to make that happen is Aifa Baykal, the mayor of the Technical and Environmental Administration in Copenhagen.
We want to be carbon neutral and we want to be a green capital because it's the way to go. If you see how the world has changed, I mean, just look outside with the climate changes. It's very important to go green if you want to take care of our planet. It's a very good business case for our city to go green. Is we are going to create all the solutions. Our city is not a big city, so we also are able to integrate the solutions and see how it's work in real life, actually. And this is a very good case and showroom for other cities and other countries. That's one of the reasons we want to show people how it's possible to do it, because it is possible. And at the same time, it's a good business case for our knowledge institutions. We have a lot of companies in Denmark working with green solutions, and this is a cooperation with the government, the municipality, the people of Copenhagen and companies. And so how we're going to do it, a very big part is to change to green energy, for instance, with the windmills, to change our habits with the, how we transport ourselves. One of the reasons that we want to be the best city in the world in bicycles is that to bike is carbon neutral. It's healthy, and it's the easiest way to get around in Copenhagen. So we have a lot of different parts to work with, and I think the most difficult thing will be to work with people's behaviors.
So do you have certain initiatives planned or incentives or whatever in order to get people to behave differently?
Yeah, luckily for us, we got the Green Capital Award in 2014. And we won it, and we're very proud and happy. I think the award in 2014 would help us communicate with people. We promised when we won the award that we would share it with people in Copenhagen. We would share it with other cities. This is a very good showcase for other cities and other countries, but it's also a showcase for people in Copenhagen to include them in the work, but also to tell the story that it's important to go green, to go carbon neutral, to bike, to change behaviours.
As a sort of a government building and so on, do you have certain green procurement policies here as well? So in other words, maybe the first place to do is to do this building and to do yourselves, and then that also spreads out to further afield.
Of course, we start with ourselves. The environmental friendly renovation is a very important issue too. We own a lot of buildings in Copenhagen, and we have decided that we're going to renovate all our buildings, our schools, our kindergartens. So we start with ourselves. We have a decision that every time we buy a car, it's going to be an electric vehicle. So we start with ourselves as a municipality. If we want people in Copenhagen to do the same, you have to start with yourself. You have to look inside and clean up and change your own behaviours.
Because to go completely carbon neutral would basically mean virtually, you know, no cars and all your energy would have to come from green electricity, etc. Does that mean that some of it will have to be about buying carbon offsets and doing it that way as well to sort of make up the difference at the end?
Some part of our plan for 2025 is to buy two, but I hope we don't have to do that. It's not that we want a city without cars. Cars are to stay, but we can have a world with electrical vehicles. I mean, we have a lot of good ideas. I mean, the car industry is working with us right now, so they have a lot of new and good solutions that are attractive for people to buy an electrical car.
Carbon neutral is one thing because that refers to our carbon emissions, but there are other things within a city that can be environmental as well. So it can be about recycling and reuse and composting and nature and those sorts of things. Is that all going to be part of it as well, or is it mainly focused on the carbon?
We have a new plan for how to recycle garbage. So in your own household, the Copenhageners have to collect their garbage in paper, in plastic, in organic, metallic garbage. So we start with the households, and we're not going to start it all over Copenhagen in one day. We will slowly integrate the program in the households, and that will be very difficult, but it's very necessary to do the work. Another thing is the climate adaptation plan that we have in the program too. We start with the part of the program who will save us from downpours. 2 years ago, Copenhagen was flooded twice in a year, and the damages, I can't even remember the figure, was huge number of insurance money that was used. So we start to do the city more green and at the same time make solutions that we can collect the rainwater in. We do the green solutions will be good for the 2025 plan with the carbon neutral capital in the top, but climate solutions is important too. It's a part of the plan.
That's Copenhagen's technical and environmental mayor, Ifa Baikal.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.